Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved, and welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah Taylor, and beloved, it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. And we do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. Truly, this is the day the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice, beloved, and be glad in it. We thank God for you joining us today. We thank God for those joining us live as well as over the internet. Praise God. We're excited about the word of the Lord and all that God is doing for us. Praise the Lord. We've had a blessed week in the Lord, and we're just thanking God, amen, just for having our life, our health, and our strength. Praise the Lord. We want you to look up, beloved, and know that God loves you. He cares about you. He has your best interest at heart, and he's working things out just for you, just because he loves you and just because he cares. Praise the Lord. Now, we are going back into the word of the Lord. On our last broadcast, we talked about the familiar spirit. So today, we're going to talk about the other spirit that we mentioned briefly on our last broadcast, and that is the spirit of divination. Praise God, these spirits do travel kind of together. They work similar. Praise God, as we talked about the familiar spirit, they are similar in nature. Praise God, so it's only befitting that we go ahead and talk about this. I was praying and wanted to make sure the Lord wanted us to go this way, and this morning he spoke to me and said to go ahead and do this, so we're going on with the spirit of divination on today. Praise the Lord. Before we pray, I just want to mention one other thing. On tomorrow evening at 7 p.m., we're going to have a very special guest on the broadcast with us, and I'm very elated and delighted and excited to have this young lady to share with us. Amen. None other than Evangelist Teresa Samuel. Praise the Lord. She's a dynamic woman of God, and we're excited about her coming to share with us the word of the Lord and ministry, however the Lord gives her to minister. So we invite you to join us on tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. Praise the Lord. We will have a little bit of a longer broadcast on tomorrow night. Praise God, to give the woman of God an opportunity to minister in the word. And if she feels led to minister prophetically, if you would like to call in, praise the Lord, for prayer, you can do so at 718-664-9578. Now, again, however the Lord would lead her to pray, to minister, we want to give her ample time to do that. Praise the Lord. And this is just a time of encouraging to uplift the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. And from time to time now, we will be having special guests on. There are different things that are taking place even this month. Praise the Lord. We will be going to Athens, Georgia for a dynamic prayer summit at Faith Tabernacle House of Prayer. The pastors there are Dr. Clara Walton and Apostle Clifford Walton, and we're excited about that. And so, Lord, say the same. We're going to try to get Dr. Walton on before the prayer summit so we can give you that information and just have her on. She's a great woman of God, a true mother of Zion. Praise the Lord. And so we're just excited about all the things that God is doing, as well as our upcoming Women of Power Conference, and that's to be held May the 19th through the 21st. In the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida. Praise God. And we're going to do a little bit more about that as well. Praise God. And have some people on that have shared with us and been in conferences with us in the past. Praise God. The theme for that conference is, praise God, make me a vessel of honor, meet for the master's use. Praise the Lord. And this is what we want. We really want to be vessels that God can use. And the only way that we can be true vessels, we must be clean and pure. Praise the Lord. So this word, all of this word goes right along with, amen, the themes and all the things that God is doing, praise God, in this hour, praise God. And so we're excited about God, beloved, and we want you to know how much God loves you and how much he cares about you, praise the Lord. So we want to continue, amen, to share the word of the Lord with you as the Lord directs us, praise God. Now we're getting ready to go into prayer at this time. Father, we thank you for another Lord's Day. We thank you, God, for our life, health, and strength once again. We thank you, God, even for activity of our limbs, that you give us a mind, Father, to want to serve you and please you and walk upright before you. And Father, we just ask as we go into your word today that, Father, you will anoint your word, anoint every listener, those that are listening in today. Father God, we just ask that you minister by your spirit and by your power, that your word go forth, God, in a mighty way. We trust you and we depend upon you. We rely upon you. Our faith is in you. Our confidence is in you, Father. So we know that without you, we can do nothing. Minister to everyone now. And Lord, we thank you and we give you praise, we give you honor. And Lord God, we'll never cease to give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, our theme scripture for this particular spirit, and we have gone over this scripture several times when we went through talking about the Holy Ghost, and we've just been all in this word over the last few months, and it's been great to see how God is working through the word and how this interacts in different phases of our lives and ministry and just different even subjects. Praise God, we're going back to the same thing, but amen, but it's just, it all fits, praise God. The word fits. It will fit into our life, praise God. God confirms his word, praise God. The Bible talks about precept on precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little, and the word so builds, praise God, it builds. One area will build another area, but it all connects together. And that's the beautiful thing about God, that God does nothing outside of his word. Praise the Lord. So our theme scripture for this particular spirit, talking about the spirit of divination, is Acts 16:16 through 18. And we have talked about this, and we're going to go back into it once again. It doesn't hurt to repeat the word. Amen. We could never get enough of the word of God. Amen. Now, Acts chapter 16, verses 16 through 18, it says, and it came to pass as we went to prayer. Now, this was Paul and his company of people, praise God, with him. A certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us, and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And she came out, and he came out the same hour. Now this is power, that God has given us that same authority. Amen. As apostles, praise the Lord, to command demons to come out, not just apostles. Praise God. If you're a born-again believer, washed in the blood of the Lamb, amen. No demon needs to be trampling over you. Praise God. You can't play with them. Amen. You can't close the door and open a door, close the door, open a door, and they're coming in and out. Praise God. They're trafficking in and out. That's what they want to do. Amen. We have to close the door on them. Amen. And keep them out in the name of Jesus. Praise God. So God gives us power and authority, listen, to tread on scorpions and serpents and all of these things, to cast out demons and devils. Praise God. He even talks about, amen, if we were to drink any deadly thing, it would not hurt us. Now, that's power. That's power that God gives us. Praise God. Authority. Praise the Lord. So that's divine protection. All of that. Praise God. And Paul walked in the authority that God gave him. Praise the Lord. Now, we know he got into serious trouble as a result of it. Amen. Ended up getting beat. Ended up getting thrown into jail. Praise God. But in the end, you know, I know it didn't feel so good, amen, for him and Silas to find themselves sitting in a jail cell with their backs laid open, praise God, because all he did was turn and speak to the demon, and the demon had to leave. Praise God. You see, demons are subject to the name of Jesus. Praise God. And if we carry Jesus in us the way we should, amen, they're subject to us. Praise the Lord, in the name of Jesus, by the authority of God. Praise God, we have authority over the enemy. Amen. We need to keep him under our feet. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now listen, the practice of attempting to divination is the practice of attempting to foretell future events or discover hidden knowledge by occult or supernatural means. Amen. And this definition was taken from the Random House Dictionary. Amen. Now listen, this is basically what this young girl was doing. She was in the occult and she was practicing witchcraft. Amen. And so she really was possessed by this demon. So when she would foretell things, it would bring her master's money because she would be accurate. But she was accurate due to the fact that her information was coming from the wrong source. And we talked about this on our last broadcast, the danger of the familiar spirit. And there are a lot of people, amen, can get up and tell you things, but yet the spirit that they're coming through or from is not from God. So we have to know them that labor among us, amen. And we have to know by the Spirit of God. The Bible says, try the spirit to see whether it be of God. It does not say, try the spirit by the spirit. That is a wrong, that's not what the scripture says. It says, try the spirit to see whether it be of God. Now, just to confirm that, let's go over, amen, and let's just read that scripture because we want to make sure that we know what we're saying and that we're saying it accurately. In 1 John 4:1, it said, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. So we must make sure, amen, that if we need to test something, we do it by the Holy Ghost, by the Spirit of God, amen. And if it's not God, amen, we're going to know that. Praise the Lord. We're not going into all the scripture, but you can read the rest of it. We've talked about the spirit of Antichrist and all of that on a prior broadcast, so we're not going to go back and repeat on this morning, but just read that in your own time, amen, of study. Praise the Lord. Now, listen, just to read, I'm not going to read all these scriptures. We do have a lot on this, amen. We're just going to give you enough to whet your appetite, to hopefully inspire you to get in the Word, amen, for yourself. And if you would like more information, if you have, amen, the book, and I'm going to say this because it's been a while, amen, but we have taken these studies from Strong Man's His Name, What's His Game. It's a good biblical manual on spiritual warfare. Amen. And this is basically what this teaching is about. It's about warfare. Praise God. And God wants us intercessors to be thoroughly equipped, praise God, to recognize these things, amen, when they come up, so we know how to pray and take authority over them. So if you have this book, it's a good book, good manual. Praise God. It's where we get these symptoms from. And amen, we put other scriptures with it. Praise the Lord. Amen. It goes right along with this. So, amen, we want you to know, just be aware of this, and amen, go out and purchase this book. Praise the Lord. I even found out, amen, the other day that you can get this if you have little Kindle readers, amen, the iPads, you can get them. You can get this book and download it on your Kindle, amen, and read it and study it and go over the scriptures and allow the Holy Ghost to minister to you. So we're just putting that little plug in, praise God, amen, because we want to get the word out. That's what this is all about, just sharing the word of the Lord. Now, I do want to read one scripture, amen, out of Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 10 through 14. This just confirms the definition of, amen, divination. Deuteronomy 18, verses 10 through 14. Now, there are a lot of other scriptures in this that I will not have time to read, but if you like these scriptures, you can drop us an email. We do handouts, and I have other notes. So if you would like these notes, praise the Lord, you can email us at Deborah@WOPMinistries.org, and we'll be glad to get these notes to you. Praise the Lord. Deuteronomy 18, verses 10 through 14. The scripture reads, there shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, okay, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits. And again, we talked about that yesterday. Amen. Or a wizard or a necromancer. And we know a necromancer is one that communicates with the dead. Praise God. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. Now listen, that means God hates it. He detests it. Amen. He doesn't want us trafficking with demons at all. Come on, somebody. Amen. He doesn't want them in our lives, in any type of sin. That's what he's uprooting, is sin out of our lives. I don't care if it's lying, stealing, cheating. Amen. Bad attitude. Sin is sin. He didn't want any sin in us. But these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. Amen. So that, again, lets us know God didn't even want his people in the midst of this type of behavior. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God, complete, mature, whole. Amen. No contamination. And you know when you're not contaminated. Amen. There's a difference. Praise God. We got to put a difference between clean and unclean, holy and unholy. It's a separation. Praise God. Light and darkness. There's a dividing line. Amen. And when you try to put them together, you're going to get smoke, gray. Praise God. Haziness. You're going to be cloudy. All of that because it's contamination. Praise the Lord. God wants us clear. He wants us to walk in clarity. Amen. He wants us to walk where we can clearly hear the Lord. Praise the Lord. For these nations which thou shalt possess, hearken unto observers of times and unto diviners. But as for thee, the Lord thy God hath not suffered thee so to do. So what God was saying on their way to their journey to the promised land, God was letting them know the type of behavior that these people displayed. And he let them know, that's not what I want you to do. Praise God. And so God lets us know clearly what he wants us to do, what he doesn't want us to do, how we're to act and how we're not to act. Amen. Praise God. Now, another definition is we read about observing the times. And this word is A-N in the Hebrew, A-N-A-N. I think it's Anon. It means to cover, to cloud over, to practice magic or divine by the clouds or by flocks or birds that pass over. It refers to being superstitious regarding lucky and unlucky days, imagining omens in the skies and other such practices by various means, observing times, and then we're not to have any practice with that. Praise God. And then finally, enchantments. Enchantments, again, the Hebrew word N-A-C-H-A-S-H. Forgive me for not knowing how to say it. Praise God. But it represents serpent. It means to hiss or whisper. A magic spell means to charm, to prognosticate. And prognostication means to predict or divine by serpents. Praise the Lord. All of these things were not to have a practice in or take participation in at all. Now, in your time, you can read Numbers chapter 23, verses 23 and 24. Amen. And also 2 Kings chapter 17, verse 17, 2 Kings 21 and 6, 2 Chronicles 33 and 6, just a few scriptures. Praise God. Again, if you'd like all of these notes, you can feel free to email us and we will, amen, we will make sure that you get these notes. Praise God. Amen. Free of charge. We don't charge for the word. Amen. Praise God. Just drop us an email. Amen. Now, some of the symptoms of the spirit of divination is a fortune teller, a soothsayer. Amen. Let's go over to Micah chapter 5, verse 10. And let's read that scripture. Praise God. We do thank God for our caller this morning calling in. Praise the Lord. Caller, if you ever have any comments, questions, please feel free, amen, to either raise your hand or just say, you know, God bless you. I have a comment. Praise the Lord. We thank God for you being on the line with us this morning. Amen. Praise God. Micah 5 and 12. Amen. Let's read verse 11. It says, and I will cut off the cities of thy land and throw down all thy strongholds. And I will cut off witchcraft out of thine hand. Praise the Lord. And thou shalt have no more soothsayers. So we know, again, that the Lord, amen, does not like this type of practice. He says he's going to cut it off. Amen. Praise God. And there's some things we just need to cut off. Praise the Lord. We have to allow the power of God, amen, to have his complete work in us. Amen. Amen. It's a day-by-day walk. It takes us fellowshipping and staying in the Word. Amen. You know, let me just say this. The more we stay in the Word of God in prayer and we stay in the fire and we stay consecrated, the stronger we'll become. Amen. Every day of the world, amen, we must do this. Praise God. Amen. And I know in my own life, praise the Lord, that I have to stay in a consecrated place with Him. Praise God. When you begin to teach these things and preach, praise the Lord. Of course, the enemy doesn't like it, so he's going to try his best to bring distractions and all these things. But we have to work out our salvation, amen, with fear and trembling, praise the Lord. So just stay in that place with him. Stay connected to people that you know, amen, hear God, and that can pray with you, amen, and amen, and help to encourage you, praise the Lord, amen. All right, now, let's go over to warlock, witch, sorcerer. That's another symptom of the spirit of divination. Let's go over to Exodus. Exodus chapter 22 and verse 18. Very short scripture, but very to the point. Amen. It says, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. Now, in the Old Testament, they were clear, again, about witchcraft. They did not allow witchcraft in their midst. Amen. Even Saul, before he fell to doom, he would not allow witches, amen, to live. Praise God. That's a strong demon spirit, and so we can't tolerate this spirit. Now, I'm not saying that we're not going to go out and, you know, shoot a witch. No, that's not our part of the covenant. Praise God. Our part of the covenant, though, is to have no practice with it. Amen. Is to stay away from it. Amen. And if you know, amen, that spirit is operating around you, a spirit of control, spirit of manipulation. Praise God. We may do a teaching down the road on witches, amen, warlocks, and how they view. There's a book called Witches Brew in the Pew. Praise the Lord. And it talks about, amen, different things concerning witchcraft and how, amen, they work and operate, that spirit operates in the church, and it is heavy in the church, praise the Lord, amen, and so we must, again, not allow that, praise God, and let me just say this, there's so much in this teaching I can't cover right here, praise God, but one of the things that this young lady was bound with was the spirit of Python, praise God, and Python represents pride. We talked about the spirit of pride, praise God, and one of the things that the enemy is using, even in the church, is Python. There's a strong Python spirit that will squeeze the very life out of you, squeeze the life out of the church, if you will. And this is linked in pride and control. It's a demon spirit. And a Python, a snake, will wrap around its victim and squeeze the very life out of it. And that's what this spirit will do. Amen. It will just wrap itself around, praise the Lord, and squeeze the life. It will constrict. It keeps you from moving. It's a hindering spirit, praise God, a very demonic, strong demonic spirit, praise God. And the only thing to do with it is to cast it out. Praise God. If leaders, if you find that you're being restricted, amen, the enemy is strongly, strongly hindering you, praise God, and God is revealing, amen, maybe you've been questioning, what is this? What is this that's constricting me? What is this that's hindering the ministry? Praise the Lord, and the Lord is using someone in your midst, amen, to with this spirit of Python, amen, and you must cast it out in the name of Jesus. Get with someone that you can trust. Leaders, you need to stay connected to those that you can trust, that can pray warfare, amen, that can, amen, get up in the heavenlies, amen, and pull down these things in the spirit realm, praise the Lord, amen, because the enemy comes, amen, to kill, steal, and destroy, but Jesus has come, oh my God, to give us life and that more abundantly, praise God, so we must cast this spirit out in the name of the Lord Jesus, praise God. Praise God. Now listen, it's a large constrictor. These spirits squeeze the life out of relationships, churches, and so forth. Praise the Lord. So if you find that the spirit, you've been experiencing these, and I don't have time to go much deeper into this, praise God, but know that Python demon, amen, has to be cast out. It has to be dealt with, praise the Lord. You must be careful who you allow in your pulpits, praise God. We experienced this in a major way on last year where a spirit of witchcraft, amen, was allowed to come in and through a person that preached and ran a revival, praise God, but The spirit of control was heavily in this person's life, amen, and just the enemy wanted to wreak havoc, praise God. And I share this because, amen, we as leaders must be aware, praise God, you can't let everybody come in, amen. You've got to know them by the Holy Ghost, praise the Lord. And this person was doing things he had no business doing in the first place, and we were privy to it. We made warning, praise God, but, you know, sometimes as leaders, we want to give people chances, amen. But when sin is in the midst, you can't give a chance to that. You've got to take a stand, praise the Lord. And with just certain things you cannot allow. Don't have time to go into any more of that, praise the Lord. But just know, amen, beloved, be careful and really seek the face of God. Amen. There are leaders that love the Lord, evangelists, prophets, amen, that come in, that travel, that really love the Lord, that are living right. Amen. If you seek God and you know you need, amen, someone to come and minister to your people, ask the Lord, because he will lead you, he'll guide you, amen, and he'll give confirmation, praise God, and they'll come in, they'll edify, they'll uplift your body, praise the Lord, give what's needed, praise the Lord, so the people can be free, because this is what it's all about. Jesus came that we may be free, came to set the captive free, praise the Lord, praise God. And this is why, you know, amen, true ministries, amen, that really preach in the word of God, that we will go through as a result, amen. It's not easy, but guess what? Jesus gives us the strength to do what we need to do. And as I was thinking about some of this word and some of the other things that we're going to be sharing down the road, praise God, I said, God, this is some tough stuff, but we need to hear the truth. Praise God. We must hear the truth in this hour. Amen. There are a lot of things going on in the world. Praise God. This world is going through a great shaking, beloved. But we need the truth. Praise God. The truth is what will, amen, set you free, will keep you free. Praise God. Keep you, bring you out of bondage and bring you out of darkness, amen, into his marvelous light. Amen. So we must walk in the truth of the word of God. Praise God. So if you're experiencing with this spirit of divination, what I mean by that, if you know that this spirit is operating around you, or you can see now what's going on with witchcraft and warlocks and wizardry, praise God, come against it in the name of Jesus. Bind it in the name of Jesus. Command those spirits, amen, to be loose from your ministry, amen, loose from your home, praise the Lord, even from your job, praise God. Just come against it in the name of the Lord and ask Father God to give you, amen, what's necessary and give you how to pray. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you, God, that we walk by faith. We don't walk by sight. God, we thank you for illuminating your word to us and speaking your word, Father God, in demonstration and power. And I want you to touch every leader that may be listening, Father God. Touch the evangelists and the prophets and the apostles and those that are going forth, God, the pastors, the teachers that are going forth in this hour, preaching an uncompromised gospel. Minister to every lay member now, every minister, every psalmist, anyone that's listening right now that's maybe struggling, Father. You take the struggle out. You uncover, you drop the scales so that we can see the enemy for who and what he is and come against him in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word now. God, continue to encourage your people and strengthen your people. And God will never cease to praise you nor give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, you have been listening to Set Free Live. Again, Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries and also now Set Free Outreach Ministries. And we thank God, amen, for the work that God is doing. We thank God for just being God. Praise the Lord. We would ask that you continue to pray, praise the Lord, continue to look to Jesus. He is the author, and he is the finisher of your faith. Praise God. My time just went so fast today. Praise the Lord, but we will be back with you, amen, on our next broadcast, praise the Lord, amen, on tomorrow, amen, we will have, amen, none other than evangelist Teresa Samuel with us, praise God, and then on Monday morning, we'll be back in this word, talking about the spirit of divination, and we'll get into some other spirits later on in the week, praise God. Until our next broadcast, beloved, stay encouraged, stay lifted up, keep looking to Jesus, know that he loves you, he has your best interest at heart, and he's working things out just for you. Just because he loves you, just because he cares. Oh, beloved, stay encouraged today. Know that God loves you, and we love you. God bless. In Jesus' name.